Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for September 28th, 2012.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
We used a model that predicts where air has come from over the past 10 days at any location in the tropics.
Our device works by absorbing the light in the photosynthetic proteins and then basically charging up a battery.
This week, a solar cell that runs off of spinach, new developments in wind power, and how scientists are trying to extend the growing season for crops. But first, science reporter Justin Warner tells us why rainforests are important to agriculture.
Cutting down rainforests can deprive faraway areas of rain. That's now been confirmed by British researchers and reported in the journal Nature. University of Leeds environmental scientist Dominic Spracklin says that our knowledge of plant biology, combined with predictive models, has long suggested that vegetation may release enough moisture into the atmosphere to affect rainfall.
A lot of previous scientific studies have really been modeling studies where people have run different types of models, changed the amount of forests in the model, and looked at impacts on rainfall. And those sort of modeling studies do demonstrate that forests have a big impact on rainfall, but we wanted to confirm those studies using observations.
Spracklin's team used newly available NASA satellite data, which tracks both forest cover and rainfall in the tropics. They fed these direct observations into a different kind of model.
We used a model that predicts where air has come from over the past 10 days at any location in the tropics. With that model, we were able to compare air that's traveled over lots of forests that's arrived at a certain location with air that's traveled over not very much forest.
His team found that air masses that had passed over more forest generated more rainfall, up to thousands of kilometers away. Spracklin does note that some countries, like Brazil, have taken a lead in curbing deforestation, and he suggests others follow, since depleting forests may affect not only a country's own food supply, but their neighbors as well.
Thanks, Justin. As summer turns to fall, people begin swapping out their summer clothing for cold weather gear. According to new research at Michigan State University, plants also sense the shorter days and activate something called the CBF cold response pathway. It prepares the plant for surviving the cold and shuts down fruit and seed production. The hope is that by fine-tuning this pathway, researchers can coax crops into bearing fruit and grain far longer, even as the daylight wanes. And in other plant news, understanding how plant roots interact with soil could lead to insights in agriculture, climate change, and even disease. The big problem? You can't see through dirt. That's why researchers in Scotland designed a transparent soil substitute. According to biologist Lionel Dupuy of the James Hutton Institute, it's made from a polymer that's quite different from soil. But plant roots take to it, and the polymer can be electrically charged to traffic soil nutrients.
So it doesn't have to reproduce the exact chemical structure as long as it can be charged and therefore attract the nutrients.
His team also showed that the polymer can support E. coli, a kind of bacteria that sickens humans by colonizing foods like lettuce. The researchers hope that the material will bring new clarity to plant research. The study appears in the journal PLOS One. Next, Suzanne Bard says spinach is paving the way for more efficient solar cells.
A protein in spinach and other greens is extremely efficient at converting sunlight into chemical energy via photosynthesis. Now, scientists have combined the protein with silicon to create a very green-looking solar cell. Vanderbilt University researchers Kane Jennings and David Cliffel led the research.
Our device works by absorbing the light in the photosynthetic proteins and then basically charging up a battery.
Cliffel says spinach yields a lot of the protein, called photosystem 1, because its leaves are so large and green. But other plants could also be used. He adds that the new solar cell produces a much stronger electrical current than previous hybrid designs.
Learning how nature has solved some of these problems, like harnessing the sun, is an area that really hasn't been explored.
The researchers hope to perfect the cells within several years.
Thanks, Suzanne. Years ago, the idea of stringing millions of miles of wire to physically connect every telephone in the country seemed outlandish. Perhaps similarly, the idea of flying hundreds of thousands of high-altitude altitude wind turbines to supply the world's electricity also seems pretty crazy. But a new study published by the Stanford School of Engineering in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences determines that high altitude and ground-based wind turbines could supply half the entire world's energy demand by the year 2030. And even at that level, we'd only be tapping a small fraction of what's available. In related news, scientists report in the journal Nature Climate Change that such massive buildups of wind turbines would have little effect on weather or climate patterns. Well, that's all we have for you this week. Next week, we'll have a whole new set of fascinating science stories for you. But if you can't wait that long, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition, every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. That's 1-800-949-4748. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.